Members of the coalition and numerous groups standing in solidarity gathered outside a Publix near the southern tip of St. Pete. They set up in the late morning, intending to stay until evening, chanting and waving signs at passing cars. This was one of four such gatherings in the Tampa Bay area. Candace Vallejo is with the Student Farm Worker Alliance, one of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers Solidarity Groups. She said they're hoping to raise awareness for an event slated for Saturday in Tampa.
We have three different marches that are going to be starting in different parts of Tampa and converging in South Tampa at a Publix on Southdale Mabry. And we're going to have a large rally there with some music and speakers and a theater. So it'll be really colorful and a lot of fun.
The events aim to call on Publix to pay a penny more per pound of tomatoes it purchases in Florida. This, of course, is nothing new. Nearly a year ago, the coalition and associated groups embarked on a days-long march from downtown Tampa to Publix's Lakeland headquarters. The workers complained that the growers that supply tomatoes to the grocer are paying them the same wages a tomato picker could have expected in 1978. Vallejo said that Publix should adhere to its own founding principles.
The founder of Publix founded Publix with the idea that you don't have to rip people off to do a good business. You don't have to cheat your workers in order to make a profit.
Still, the grocery chain has repeatedly said the matter is strictly between growers and the labor force. Publix spokesperson Shannon Patton said the conflict has nothing to do with Publix.
And Publix is not involved in the labor dispute between these two groups. We have encouraged both parties to come to the table and find an immediate resolution, but again, it's not something that involves us.
Joining the green t-shirt-clad farm workers in South St. Pete were purple shirt-wearing members of the Service Employees International Union, SEIU member Sonia Roundtree, a bus driver with Pinellas County Schools, said the union stands in solidarity with the labor force that can't form unions.
We're a union and we come together. The community got to come and help stand up for the farm workers. They're only asking for a cent more.
Demonstrator Renetta Graff of Dunedin said she has seen the living and working conditions in Immokalee firsthand.
I have spent a couple of summers and also work with the students from a high school in the Immokalee, in the town of Immokalee, and I see the way that the people live and struggle. They're picking the crops and enjoying that we enjoy, and they're not getting paid any kind of a wage that allows them to continue to live in a safe environment.
Farm worker Veronica Ramirez is a 24-year-old mother who said the long hours mean she can't spend time with her kids. She said farm workers have to pick more than 2 tons of tomatoes a day in order to make the equivalent of minimum wage. Ramirez says she's confident that Publix will eventually budge in the same way that Subway, Aramark, and Whole Foods, among others, have.
So Publix, we know that sooner or later they're going to come along. Sooner or later they're going to do the right thing. We have agreements already with Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King. They've all committed to this. Publix says that it respects families. You know, why won't they work with our family?
But Publix spokesperson Shannon Patton reiterated that it's the supplier that dictates prices to the retailer and not the other way around. She said Publix has tried to encourage stronger communication between the two groups to no avail.
Although the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is not a part of our direct workforce, they are our neighbors and citizens of our shared community. Therefore, we've strongly encouraged our suppliers to work closely with their workforce and their workforce's representatives on issues such as this.
The coalition's success with so many other companies seems to strengthen their resolve. They won their most recent victory against the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange in November of last year. That group has agreed to pay a penny more per pound of tomatoes and improve working conditions for those in the fields. David Strohmeyer is a snowbird from Franklin, New Hampshire, and a member of the Unitarian Universalist Church, one of the several religious groups that supports the coalition. Demonstrating among members of the coalition, SEIU, and several other groups, he said that with enough consumer pressure, Publix would eventually change its policy.
A big company like Publix has, you know, they have all kind of leverage on their suppliers, and they can say to the supplier of green beans or something like that, you know, you got to grow them without pesticides, or you got to do this, or you got to do that. They really have a lot of control over what they put in their stores.
Saturday's Tampa demonstrations mark the end of a road trip the Coalition of Immokalee Workers launched in Boston to spread awareness of farm worker conditions in Florida's tomato fields. From South St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.